You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. A special Indian Air Force aircraft carrying mortal remains of 45 Indian victims who lost their lives in a tragic fire incident in Kuwait has taken off for Kochi, the Indian embassy in Kuwait said early Friday morning. As many as 23 residents of Kerala were among 45 Indians who died in the fire incident here on Wednesday. The incident has sent shockwaves through communities both in Kuwait and India. The detailed breakdown of the victims reveals the extent of the devastation: 7 from Tamil Nadu, 3 from Andhra Pradesh, 1 each from Bihar, Odisha, Karnataka, Maharashtra, Uttar Pradesh, Jharkhand, Haryana, Punjab, and West Bengal, in addition to the 23 from Kerala. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed his deepest condolences and assured all possible assistance to those impacted by the tragedy. Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar's wife Sunetra on Thursday filed nomination papers as the NCP candidate for the upcoming Rajya Sabha elections, days after she lost the Lok Sabha polls from Baramati. Incidentally, barring leaders from the NCP, no politician from the Ajit Pawar-led party's allies in the ruling Mahayuti, the BJP and the Shiv Sena, was present when Sunetra Pawar filed her nomination at the Vidhan Bhavan in South Mumbai. Senior NCP leaders like Rajya Sabha member Praful Patel, Maharashtra Cabinet Minister Chhagan Bhujbal, party's state unit president and Lok Sabha MP-elect Sunil Tatkare and Legislative Assembly Deputy Speaker Narhari Zirwal were present at the filing of the nomination. Bhujbal said though he was keen on contesting the Rajya Sabha polls, he was not upset with Sunetra Pawar's nomination, which he described as a collective decision of the party. Spymaster Ajit Doval and seasoned bureaucrat P.K. Mishra were on Thursday reappointed to the post of National Security Advisor and Principal Secretary to Prime Minister Narendra Modi for a fresh five-year term. With the fresh appointment, Doval has become the first NSA to be appointed to the key post for three consecutive terms. The Appointments Committee of the Cabinet has approved the two appointments with effect from 10th June 2024. The Personnel Ministry said. Their appointment will be coterminous with the term of the Prime Minister or until further orders, whichever is earlier, it said in identical orders. Both Doval and Mishra will be assigned the rank of Cabinet Minister in the table of precedence, and terms and conditions of their appointment will be notified separately, the Ministry said. Doval, who belongs to the 1968 batch of Indian Police Service, retired as Intelligence Bureau Chief in 2005. He was appointed as the NSA for the first time on 30th May 2014 and reappointed for another term on 31st May 2019. Rishad Hussain's three-wicket haul and Shakib Al Hasan's unbeaten 64 kept Bangladesh's hope alive of securing a place in Super 8 as Tigers defeated Netherlands by 25 runs in the ongoing ICC T20 World Cup 2024 at the Ernoz Vale Ground on Thursday. With Bangladesh's victory, former champions Sri Lanka became the first team to be eliminated from Group D of the ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2024. Bangladesh won critical 2 points in Group D, strengthening its position in second place on the rankings. Veteran Bangladesh all-rounder Shakib A.K. Hasan and young leg spinner Rishad Hussain collaborated on Thursday to keep the team alive in the tournament. The Netherlands were in it for a while, but Bangladesh proved too strong in the end. The match was in the balance at the stage when the Netherlands needed 56 off 36 with 7 wickets in hand, but things fell apart for them with the wicket of Sybrand Engelbrecht, 33, who was looking good in the middle. For Bangladesh, Hussain remained composed even after getting a few hits and picked up 3 crucial wickets, including the big one of Engelbrecht. Mustafizur Rahman was simply sensational with the ball, and the bowlers conceded just 12 runs in his entire spell, bagging 1 wicket. The Bombay High Court on Thursday restrained the release of the film Shaadi Ke director Karan or Johar and any promotional material, finding a strong prima facie case that the makers have made unauthorized use of filmmaker Karan Johar's name and personality. The matter was adjourned to 10th July. Filmmaker Karan Johar approached the Bombay High Court against the makers of the film. The plea addressed the unlawful use of his name in the title of the film. His team has confirmed that Bollywood director-producer Karan Johar has approached the Bombay High Court against the makers of the upcoming Hindi movie Shaadi Ke director Karan or Johar, saying they have unlawfully used his name in the title.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.